You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, I made a particular HMT where I covered an article and a TikTok video about a husband who lost his house in a divorce and how he and his brother rented some heavy equipment and literally demolished said home. I saw that video and I laughed my ass off. I truly thought it was funny as hell. Why? Because, in my humble opinion, more husbands should do this. Why? Because a man's home that he worked so hard for, put so much blood, sweat, and tears into, he's going to lose said home. He's going to be tossed out on his ass, and she, who put nothing into the home, gets it in the divorce. Talk about unfair divorce laws. Now, we have another husband. The same thing. Now, the MGTOW Infinium sent me this article, and it was updated on the 17th of January. Husband, in midst of a contentious divorce, repeatedly rams dump truck into his home, California cops say. Now, the reason why I said his home, let's go back. Once the divorce starts, 9 times out of 10, that wife is going to pull the Duluth model out. She's going to file some sort of restraining order or something like that to where the man is going to be tossed out. A man going through a divorce repeatedly rammed a dump truck into his LA home, according to a video posted on TikTok by a neighbor. In the video, people can be heard screaming as the dump truck slams into the front of the house. The truck also crashes into multiple parked cars and pushes one up into the front yard of the home. Quote unquote, "What is he doing?" one person shouts in the video, which has been played more than 4.2 million times. The incident occurred at around 4 p.m. on January 15th in Westmount, a community in southern Los Angeles. A sergeant with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department told McClatchy News. The husband and wife previously shared the home, but had recently had a falling out, he said. The woman previously requested to file a restraining order against her husband at the sheriff's office, but it hasn't been served yet. When the man learned that a restraining order was going to be served, he quote unquote lost his mind, the sergeant said. There you go, gentlemen. Duluth model in play. Why do you think he lost his mind? Duh, that is not a Scooby-Doo mystery. Earlier in the day, the man drove to his house while in a white Impala and destroyed the front yard, he said. He then returned with the dump truck, which he owns for his private business, and repeatedly slammed into the house, causing damage to its front, the sergeant said. Wait a minute. Hold up. This man owns a business to where he can have a dump truck? Guess what that means? This is not essentially a poor man. He owns a business. He was able to have a wife, put her in his house, and guess what? This is the thanks he gets. No one was injured. The woman told CBS LA that she feared for her life right out of the Duluth model playbook. Quote unquote, a man who's under that kind of rage, who's to say what he might do? She told the outlet. He was trying to delete me. He really was. I saw the video. No, he was not trying to delete her. No. Mm-mm. Deputies are still looking for the man who they say is in his 60s. He could face charges of vandalism and making criminal threats, the sergeant said. Well, well, well. Go, man, go. Hopefully he decided to just say, you know what? I'm out and jump over the border. But this is another case of a man who knew he was going to lose what he put so much time and money into. So he decided, you know what? If I'm going to lose it, I'm going to make sure that you can't use it. Bam! There you go. In my humble opinion, I think more men should just demolish their homes, because that right there is one of the biggest things that keeps a lot of men in terrible marriages. I don't want to lose my house. You're going to lose it anyway. Because once she decides she's not happy, the countdown has already begun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is why I never bought a home. I told the meat sack, hey, as long as we're married, I'm never going to buy a home. Even though she tried to convince me, yes, I know I can get a good rate with a VA loan. However, nope, nope, nope. And I told her the same thing. If I ever bought a house and I had to be removed from said house because you decided that you wanted it for yourself, two things would happen. I'd either bulldoze it or I would burn it to the ground. I'll make sure that all of us are going to be on the streets. Gentlemen, I think more men are going to start doing this. They're going to lose it anyway. So you may as well go ahead and, you know, take matters into your own hands. But hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, you need to understand this. The power of the corrupt family court system, the power that you think is going to protect you, is going out. Feminism is definitely going out right along with it. And believe you me, more and more men who find themselves in contentious divorces, don't be surprised when they decide to take matters into their own hands. Like I said, she declared war on him. He decided to go scorched earth. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.